Savings made simple.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At the outset, I want to emphasize that while America's at war and confronts a range of future security threats, it's important not to repeat the mistakes of the past by making drastic and ill-conceived cuts to the overall defense budget. At the same time, it is imperative for this department to eliminate wasteful, excessive, and unneeded spending, to do everything we can to make every defense dollar count. Again, I would emphasize, both of these services will be larger after these cuts than they were when I became secretary. The Army, almost 40,000 troops larger, and the Marine Corps, anywhere from 7,000 to 12,000 troops larger. So I think it's important to keep some perspective here as well.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, all about talk radio, talk television, the new media, players in the information that's used to sort of stir debate, start discussion, help yourself to information. What you just heard as we get started this hour, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announcing a reduction in defense spending, specifically targeting the Army and the Marines, having fewer Army and fewer Marines. After all, this is the age of not entanglement, but the age of the mechanical wizard, the drone, things that are on the ground and in the air that don't require men and women to actually be in them. They're operated from someplace else. So why do we have all this personnel? Any of you who have been connected to the service, you know there are lots of wasted people, people doing things. Or I've had people tell me they went to Afghanistan. They don't know why they were sent over there because they didn't do anything. Same thing I found when I was in Iraq. People were there, and they, what are we doing here? Why do we have so many people? So maybe that's coming around to the realization point. Meanwhile, Gates said that the extreme fiscal duress which the nation finds itself in requires him to call for cuts in the size of the Army and the Marine Corps. The Pentagon reduces their budget by $78 billion over the next 5 years. Gates also announces that he'd seek to recoup billions of dollars by increasing fees paid by retired veterans under 65 for Defense Department health insurance. I'm not sure that's a good idea, nor is it a way to say thank you to the men and women who have been in uniform, but that's a discussion for later on. Right now, let's focus on Jim Lehrer from PBS speaking with Secretary Gates about all these cuts.
So bottom line, even with some cuts, the overall spending on defense is going to remain pretty much the same, at least for a while. We will have modest growth in the defense budget for the next three fiscal years. And then the last 2 years of the five-year period, we will be protected against inflation, but not have real growth. So this is really all about a reduction in the rate of growth, not actual dollars in defense. I mean, because of inflation, because of very low rates of growth, we will get more money in FY 13, fiscal year 13, than we did in 12 and so on. At the same time, we've conducted this entire effort to ensure that the important parts of the defense budget, our force structure, planes, ships, and strength in soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, modernization investments, taking care of our people, those are going to grow robustly.
Isn't it unusual to be able to reduce costs in some way and save that money and reallocate it somewhere else rather than have to give it back to the federal deficit or the federal government overall?
There tends to be a very short memory here in Washington about things, but last year we capped or cut programs that, had they been built to conclusion, would have cost the taxpayers about $330 billion. The other aspect of this is that I think people need to remember is that providing for the common defense is an unambiguous federal responsibility. And the truth of the matter is, if you cut the defense budget by $50 billion, that's $50 billion on a $1.3 trillion deficit. I would argue that defense is not the problem when it comes to the deficit. And if you look at defense as a percentage of federal expenditures, or as a percentage of gross national product, we are at a lower level than we have been during any previous war, and as a percentage of the overall federal budget, about where we've been for a number of years.
Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown show, we travel to Fox News, where Jamie Colby speaks with Major General James Marks. Marks concerned that the cuts in defense spending will affect troops on the ground. The same old ruse. It's the same old story. It's what you'd expect to get out of the people at Fox, frankly.
Will these cuts make us more efficient?
The key thing that the Department of Defense attends to every minute of every day is job number one, and that's national security. So it's very difficult to talk about efficiencies when you talk about national security. However, it's possible, and it needs to be done. With the joint force that we have, I think the key ingredient in all of that is the notion of interdependence. What can the, for example, the Army depend on the Navy to provide in its operations? And what can the Air Force depend on the Marine Corps to provide to assist them in some of their mission sets? So it's a full definition of interdependence is how I would approach it. Yet that kind of doesn't make sense. And what you need to talk about in these days is efficiencies. How are you going to save money? And yes, in fact, DOD can save money and must.
Is this the right time to make the cuts specifically that Secretary Gates plans to make?
Well, really two things, Jamie. First of all, you can't be captured by your experience today. You have to make sure that you're addressing potential threats and future requirements. And again, DOD and our strategists understand that in spades. That's not an issue. However, we've been in combat for 10 years, and so there is a sense of we've got to fight this current fight, and yes, we must, and we must get this right. And sometimes those decisions about future considerations are put to the side.
Will a reduction in spending mean a reduction in troop strength?
Well, see, that's my concern. That's my second point, Jamie, and that is now is not the time to address the Army's giving up close to 20-plus thousand or the Marine Corps giving up close to 15 or 20,000 soldiers or Marines on the ground. Boots on the ground are always necessary, and we've learned this lesson throughout history. If you've looked at warfare from the very, very beginning, thousands of years ago, boots on the ground either solves the problem in advance or helps you solve the problem when you're involved if you can't prevent it. And now is not the time to reduce the size of the Army or the Marine Corps.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Let's listen as Cenk Younger, host on the air at MSNBC, explains why the defense budget ought not to be exempt from being cut.
Somehow the Pentagon is magically exempt from the waste that other big government programs are supposedly swamped in. Well, that makes no sense. The reality is that the Pentagon has enormous waste in it because people make enormous money from it. They are motivated to create weapons programs that we don't necessarily need and charge us a lot more than they actually cost. Do you think that politicians who love to give away pork to friends and supporters in their local states don't do the same thing when it comes to defense contractors who give them huge campaign contributions? Come on. Does anyone really believe that? Of course they put in a lot of pork in there so they can get the campaign contributions and the defense contractors can get rich. Another comical idea is that we should never cut defense spending, especially in the middle of two wars. Okay, does that mean if the defense budget was $20 trillion, we still can't cut it? Is there any number at which you would say, okay, maybe we should look to see if there's some waste in there? How about if the defense budget was $100 billion? What if it was $200 billion? $500 billion? $800 billion? Well, it turns out the defense budget, of course, in reality, is even higher than that. This year, we spent an insane $800 billion in defense. That has risen from $359 billion in 2000. It was already incredibly high back then, and now it's just astronomical. That is more than any other federal government program. Social Security and Medicare don't really count because we already paid into them. So defense overwhelms the rest of the budget. Look at how little we spent on education by comparison. All right, now look at how much we spend compared to the rest of the world. We nearly double the military budget of the rest of the planet Earth combined. China is second in military spending, and their population is four times larger than ours. And we spend seven times more than they do. Are there no bounds of reason? This is insanity, and there is reason for it. Military contractors get incredibly rich off of all that spending. You want to keep funneling your taxpayer money over to those contractors and the politicians they have in their back pocket? I don't.
Here's radio host Mike Slater with a focus on better places to cut.
Robert Gates, who's the Secretary of Defense, of course, has unveiled a new budget for the military. And part of the plan is for 20,000 fewer Marines, 20,000 fewer Marines, and also fewer officers of the highest ranks, eliminating 100 generals and admiral positions out of the 900 who are currently serving. 20,000 fewer Marines. There are currently 200,000 Marines. So a 10% cut there. And I don't like this idea. I hate this idea. The plan will save $78 billion over 5 years. Listen, there's no doubt that there's waste in the military, which is why I do like Gates' plan to move $100 billion from overhead and put it more into operations. That's a great idea. I like that, using money more efficiently. But I don't like the idea of cutting the number of troops, especially our Marines. How about you cut the entire Federal Department of Education? It's $102 billion a year. Why do we even have that nonsense? There's nothing in the Constitution about it, and it's a total waste of money. And if you want to spend that $102 billion on something, you put it right back into our military. And if you want to talk about something that's incredibly underfunded, it's Veterans Affairs. We need to take far better care of those who signed a contract up to their life for the protection of this nation. And talk to anyone who's gone through the VA system, and it's one of the biggest black eyes on this nation and how we treat our veterans.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a view of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, news talk television. I'm here every day at this time, and hopefully you're around to get the pulse of the nation when it comes to what's being said on news talk radio stations with good local hosts. We survey lots of these stations every day and get to the bottom line, and we have been listening to Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, who announced his retirement, a year or more ago, and doesn't seem to want to go, or somebody doesn't want to let him go. He's looking at the Army and the Marine Corps, and you can be sure that the White House is in concurrence with this. These guys don't do anything without having the people on the staff at the White House say, yep, that's okay, it's fine, let's do it that way. So now let's get another piece of the pie here. C-SPAN host Susan Swain here with Associated Press military reporter Ann Flaherty, who breaks down the specifics of all these cuts bit by bit, piece by piece.
What are the key bullet points on the spending side?
I think the biggest point is the $78 billion in cuts that the White House told the Pentagon that they have to come up with over the next 5 years. That's something that the Pentagon's never actually had to do before, to cut their budget so substantially. So Gates came up with this plan that would say, okay, we'll do it, but we're going to wait until 2015 when the war in Afghanistan presumably starts to end.
And the way that the DOD budget works, are these dollars for operations on the ground in any case?
They're not. This is actually all just looking at the annual budget. The way that the Defense Department budgets, they look out over 5 years. They tend to spend about $500 billion each year. And then over and beyond that, they spend about $150 billion a year on operations for the wars. So that actually is protected. That has nothing to do with the cuts that we're talking about.
In terms of major weapons programs, which face the chopping block?
Well, Gates did say that about $100 billion in cost-saving moves would be spread out over the next 5 years. However, the services get to keep about $70 billion of that, so that won't affect the top line. But under that, the programs that are going to be affected by that include the Marine Corps' Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle, and that was sort of an armored tank that Marines wanted to swim ashore with, a very high-speed tank. They considered it one of their top priorities, but Gates has looked at them and said, you know, is this really feasible? It's cost more than we thought it would. How many D-Day style landings are we going to be doing in the future? And that is one program that fell to the wayside. Other programs include, you know, there was a delay in producing the Marine Corps variant of the Joint Strike Fighter. You know, there are some other various programs that are not too high profile. I don't think anything that will really attract too much attention in Congress. You know, it always does in certain corners. But I think that the program cuts on this are fairly modest. I think the bigger news part of this is the overall top line reducing.
Well, in the open, I also mentioned the veterans health care program called TRICARE. The Defense Department is proposing what with regard to that?
Gates has said for a long time that they have to reform the entire system, that it's just become broken. It's almost become too generous. But the specific proposal that he threw out yesterday has to do only with working age retirees. These are military retirees, people that were in the military, have retired, but are still under the age of 65. And so they have jobs, civilian jobs, that they can presumably get health care coverage under, but are paying, you know, as little as $500 a year for a family of four for their insurance through this TRICARE program. And that's a rate that hasn't been touched since 1995. And Gates says, you know, in the civilian sector, that would be as much as $5,000 for, you know, our federal workers. And is that logical? Is that fair? Now, he throws this out there as a major money saver to increase these premiums, but he's tried this before, and Congress has never tolerated it. Any program that would benefit, you know, military retirees has always been protected by Congress, so we'll see if that's successful.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring ring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help,
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Simple.
At 800-510-8255, we are very interested in getting input from you as to what sort of reductions, where are the cuts in the overall budget ought to take place. Defense Department appropriate? Yes. Are there other places? Sure. Health and Human Services. You can go through every single budget, every single line, every... And one wonders what happened to that. You remember when Bill Clinton had a big fight with Congress? I don't know if it went to the Supreme Court. I think it did. When he wanted to take the line item, the public supported that. Like 94% of all of us, I thought the president ought to have a line item veto, but Congress, according to the Constitution, has the right to spend. I guess it's the House really sets up spending bills, and they have the final authority over what is spent, at least budgetarily. And then you know, each individual department has its own way of dealing with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So one wonders where are we? No, we see it every day. The unbelievable amounts of money that are just piddled away, and it's so frustrating. So why is this so difficult? Well, because there's a lot of politics involved, as you know. 800-510-TALK. Talk host Jimmy Barrett speaking with retired Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. McInerney explains why he has a problem with the cuts. Again, it's the same old inside guys protecting their own flanks. What's McInerney? If I had talked to him, I'd want to know what he's done to cut the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Wouldn't you want to know that?
Tom McInerney joins us, retired Air Force Lieutenant General and military analyst. What do you make of the Secretary of Defense's proposal?
Well, Jimmy, some of the things may be worthwhile, but frankly, it's very dangerous. What we have and what we are seeing is the wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan have depleted our combat capability because we're wearing our aircraft out, our helicopters out, our vehicles out, and yet we are not modernizing those systems. And that's what's very dangerous and I'm worried about. Yes, he's taken some headquarters down. Yes, he's done certain things and redirected monies. But we have a greater problem. And frankly, the defense budget may be around 4% of our gross domestic product. It's not the problem. It may be, say, 15 to 16% of our expendable, fungible money, if you will, each year. In other words, it's not like Social Security where you have those funds that are obligated. And so there is a danger here. And I'm not violently against what he's done. I am violently against the major weapon systems that he's cut, for instance, the F-22. And then all of a sudden, the Chinese show up with the J-20, which is a stealthy aircraft equivalent or even bigger than the F-22. And when you close production lines down like on the F-22, you put us at a great disadvantage.
Now, anytime we talk to the military about cutting anything in the military, there's always a great big pushback, just like if everybody thinks it's a great idea to make changes in Social Security, unless, of course, you're receiving Social Security.
Correct. Look, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, there is what some people may call waste. I have a problem, for instance, with the strategy we have in Afghanistan, which you and I have talked about. I don't think we ought to nation build over there. I think we ought to defeat the Taliban. We're throwing in so much money for nation building, schools, wells, bridges, etc., that, in fact, that's why you have all that corruption. They have never seen so much money in their history. And so the nation building, that strategy, winning hearts and minds that way, isn't as good as defeating the Taliban. So I would cut down our resources there. As a matter of fact, I'd cut down our footprint. That will save considerable amounts of dollars.
Always interesting when you have preconceived notions about something and then you listen to what the actual, I don't hear this material any earlier than you do, so I get to react to it. Otherwise, it would kill my own, my fresh response, my candid response, and yours as well. It's not any more fair for me to hear it than you. The producers put the information together. I get the sound and the story behind the story, and then leave it to me to tell the story with, more importantly, the hosts who have the story from their perspective, and then you react to it. So there's a McInerney talking, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, he's retired. He said two things there that are extraordinarily important. You heard him refer to what some people call waste. There it is right there. The attitude is that we're perfect, what some people call waste. Well, what do you call waste? Fraud, corruption, abuse. The billions of dollars that are wasted by contractors, there are the trials every year that focus on people who are inside the Pentagon are getting paid off. There's that. That's corruption. The waste is just, in part, what I mentioned a few minutes ago, all these people who are in service, what are they doing? If you've been in the service and you were stationed in an outpost and you did nothing, what do you think of all of this? I know there are many of you who would have had that experience who would agree. So tell your story, 800-510-8255. And then there's the focus on China and the test flight of the stealth fighter. There are some people, the cynics, I guess, among us, who think that there is more than a coincidence here. On the day that Secretary Gates announces we're going to cut, $78 billion or something from the Defense Department, there is, strangely all over the news media, this story of China and a stealth fighter that, oh, my gosh, my golly, we didn't know they had this. They're 10 years ahead of what we thought. Our intelligence tells us they didn't have the capability to do this and wouldn't probably for 10 years. Then the plane shows up, and they have their first test flight, and they show muscle during Gates's visit, military muscle to, is this to create military tension? And Gates works there, we're going to work with you, yada, yada. We just, not just, the word just implies just a few moments ago, but within the past couple of months, President Obama signed a treaty. The Senate, I guess, still has to ratify the bill, which eliminates a number of our nuclear weapons, and the Russians eliminate a number of their nuclear weapons as well. And then there are those who say, this is a dangerous president, this is bad for America. If we have still, 1,500 nuclear warheads, and the Russians have the same, maybe a little bit more. Do you know how many nuclear warheads it would take to destroy our country and Russia and as far as that's concerned, the rest of the world? Do you know how many? Fewer than 100 would destroy everything that there is pretty much that grows on the planet and is alive on the planet because of the impact, not just of the nuclear bomb on the target, but what happens in the atmosphere for as many, maybe 60,000 years. Nothing would be able to live on this planet. So what the heck are these people talking about? Oh, we're going to get tough. What? With 1,500 nuclear bombs you could never use? You'd never get them out of the ground. This is the kind of simplistic thinking, but we have this like quasi-military state. We bow down to the gods of the military and back up and say, oh, we got to have this and we got to have that. And the waste is unbelievable. I walked around for 4 days in Baghdad, and from one military compound to the next, nobody said anything to me. I had free rein. I could go where I wanted to go and speak to whomever I wanted to speak to. And I did. And saw lots of things, had lots of observations about what was going on. And he speaks about nation building. We ought not to be doing that. We ought not to be in Afghanistan. How are you going to get rid of the Taliban? It's like this, what was it? Was it Medusa that had the head of snakes? You cut one of them off, another one of them grows. Reptiles can reproduce themselves. The Taliban are reptiles. And they're, as long as they can go shoot, attack, run, and hide, we don't know our way around over there. This is nonsense. It's foolishness. All right. So that's the point of view of this person and some others. Now your point of view is what's important. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hello,
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your Pet Perks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are $30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown at 800-510-8255. Are these the proposed cuts painful? I guess it depends on who you are and who you work for, right? Lauren, listening in Nevada to KNUU.
Well, of course, it's a horrible idea. I think it definitely sends a horrible message out to our folks out in the rest of the world saying that we're not prepared. Mm. So definitely, I understand the issue with, you know, the lack of the funding out there. But you know what? Instead of cutting things like commissary privileges for our troops who really don't make that much money to begin with is definitely the wrong place to start cutting, or their exchange privileges. I mean, these guys put their lives on the line 24/7. And the minimum that we can do are these minute benefits that they have. What we should start looking at, or what the government should start looking at, is the procurement process. You know, paying, you know, exorbitant amounts for a hammer or a toilet seat, or these government contractors who just, you know, basically are, you know, getting money off of the cash cow. I mean, let's take a look there instead of start cutting back on our troops on the ground who protect our freedom every day. That we, you know, we enjoy these freedoms and we take for granted. I mean, I just really think that, you know, hitting it right there with the troops is definitely the wrong place to start cutting.
Yeah, but Lauren, they may be, many of them, doing exactly as you've suggested here and there on outposts, but they're not protecting us from anything in Afghanistan. There's nothing they're protecting us from. And it was questionable about what they really were protecting us from in Iraq. So, yeah, if there's a job for them and they got to protect us from really the bad guys, Taliban's not coming over to America. Al-Qaeda's not there anymore. So what are they protecting us from? Scott, you're in Maryland. You're a veteran, and you have something to say, I'm sure.
I'd like to say that I am a veteran. I was active duty Army for a little over 7 years, and I've been in the reserve since 2004. But if they really want to look at places that they can save money, then they need to look at things like the reserves and the National Guard. I'm currently in a reserve unit out at Fort Belvoir in Virginia. I drive down there, you know, once a month from my house. It takes me about 2 hours to get down there. And I sit around and I drink coffee. Everybody there tells me that, you know, I really add something to the unit, and I'm a great, you know, soldier and a wonderful NCO and everything. I personally don't see it because I don't do anything. I legitimately don't do anything. The unit that I'm in is completely non-deployable. They can't call us up as a unit and deploy us. We are a training unit. They can call up individuals and say, you know, hey, you've got the exact skills that we need. But the problem with that is there is an individual in my unit who was supposed to deploy, whose orders were canceled because he hasn't done his job, what his MOS is. He hasn't actually done his job in 15 years.
Wow. That's pretty startling. Woo! How much of that is there going on? 800-510-TALK. Mike, you're up next.
I served for 21 years in the Marines because I love my country, not because I was trying to make any money. And in the first 8 years, my wife and I and child were way under the poverty level. No one mentions that when they talk about TRICARE. Try and get a doctor to take TRICARE. It's not that good of a deal. It's hard to get, you know, people there. We were promised health care, and the deal was you'll live in poverty in the beginning, but in the end we'll take care of you. At 40 years old, I don't know about other Marines, but at 40 years old, I have a broken C5, C6, T11, L5 through S2, two hearing aids, busted right ankle, bursar gone in the right arm. No big deal to me, but when the government bought me as a piece of equipment, which basically they did, you know, they said they'd maintain it later after they destroyed it. We were told we would never put any money into it. That was the verbal agreement. Of course, that's the great thing about verbal agreements with the government. They don't have to follow up on their word. You know, we can live by a code of honor. They don't have to up in Washington, D.C.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,384. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,419.84, $709.92 for a half ounce, or $354.96 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,419.84, $709.92, or $354.96.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It still works wonders.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. What's legal here and what's not? What's pertinent? What's not? What's practical and what's not? We're talking about the reduction in spending in the defense budget, larger than any other budget we have and largest budget, defense budget, by leaps and bounds. Combining all of the other military budgets, all the other industrialized countries that have any military, ours is greater than all the rest of them added together. What does that tell you? Michael wants to be heard on this, so Michael, you can be heard.
Yeah, thank you. Although I must tell you that that last speaker's remarks really shook me up.
Well, I think that let me just review for those who didn't hear. The health insurance thing, which they say is part of the announced cuts, I don't understand how those of us who think the military, when they retire or get out of the service or they're no longer in uniform, get screwed. They have been since, you know, before Vietnam. You can find the Korean War, some of the veterans after Eisenhower got out of office. Eisenhower made pretty good, made sure that the military is pretty well taken care of when they get out of the service. This kind of stuff is what sends most people who have a conscience into the ozone. You're going to cut this stuff, and you're going to keep feeding those bastards who are ripping you off, the contractors. That's unconscionable. I don't see how. Go ahead.
Well, a couple of things, if I may. I think, first of all, we should relieve all non-executive level military personnel from the obligation to pay taxes upon retirement. I think that's fair.
Uh-huh.
I think also that combat personnel specifically should be so relieved, that is relieved of the obligation to pay taxes for life after completion of one full hitch. But what I was calling about was I think we should abolish double dipping, the practice of double dipping, not only with the military, but throughout the entire federal bureaucracy. That, for your listeners, means that removing the policy whereby somebody serves 20 years in some federal job, whether appointed or elected, and then goes on to another federal job, mm-hmm. whether appointed or elected,
right.
serves a certain number of years, and then takes a
another
second
retirement.
Pension.
Yeah,
and another pension, and
yeah.
some of
well, maybe that, and that
was half a dozen pensions.
This is you're saying this across the board for anybody who's a federal or who's a government employee, whether it's the state, federal, local, and it doesn't have to be in the military. There are a lot of the military people who get out of the service, go to work for the contractors,
yeah.
and find out, especially I mean, in those who are those who have gotten to a level of major or higher, they go to work when they retire. They put in their years, they get their retirement, and they go to work for the contractor.
Yeah, this, in California, where I'm calling you from, our governor-to-be, new governor, ex-governor, Jerry Brown, has already got like four or five pensions under his belt, and he'll have another nice hefty one after this particular gig.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me somebody who has worked for a long time for the federal government, if it's more than 20 years, then let their pension reflect that it's more than 20 years, but they should get one pension. Let it be the greatest pension that they're entitled to, but one and one only. I think that's reasonable. I think the idea of cutting military combat personnel was Rumsfeld's error in the first place, and I don't think we should repeat that. Mm-hmm. I think using small, fast-moving units was sufficient to secure Iraq and to depose Saddam, but it was insufficient for the purposes of holding and pacifying the country from insurgencies. So the notion of simply cutting back on personnel doesn't sit too well with me.
Yeah.
And the imagery that you left earlier concerning Medusa, if I may, Medusa, did have the head of snakes, but I think you were confusing the two images of Medusa and the Hydra, which had multiple heads.
Yes,
that,
I was.
That was one of Hercules' 12 labors.
I was, but that's exactly what I was doing. All right. Thank you for that more vivid visualization and the correction. Hydra, Medusa. You say Medusa, I say Hydra. Okay, here's Lawrence in Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm a retired Chief Warrant Officer of the United States Navy. I've been retired for quite some time, and my wife is below retirement age. She is totally disabled, declared so, receives no benefits from Social Security. We totally depend on the TRICARE Prime. I pay the premium for her. And now they're going to tell me, once again, they send up a lid balloon. They're going to threaten military benefits. It's entirely political. They've made it political ever since I retired, these 20 years ago. I'm sick and tired of it. I've been a Republican up until very recently, but neither of them really care about the military other than when it's a question of sending up a political balloon. I'm tired of being a football.
You've been very eloquent, sir, in wrapping up the issue. Thank you for your call and all of your calls in this hour of the Talk Radio Review.